Hello and welcome. This is Diane Lake, your host, and I'm going to be sharing how you can understand and apply the prophetic through practical terms, practical ways, and practical means that make it relevant to everyday life so that you can prepare the way for the Lord's purposes to manifest in the earth. This is Preparing the Way, that practical prophetic. Hello, guys. Welcome to Episode 8. Preparing for Change and Harvest, Part 2. So this is a continuation of last week's podcast. So if you haven't listened to that, you're probably going to want to go back and listen to that. And since then, we've also put this in article form also. So you'll find that on our website if you want to read that. So in last week's podcast episode, I shared with you some of the things that we're doing, like installing solar, my husband and I, and how the Lord has been speaking to me about the need for the body of Christ to be getting better organized, even for practical things like extra supplies, food and water, being more sure of your power source if you can, that kind of thing. So again, you want to probably go back and pick that up if you haven't heard it. Now, I'm not bringing you the same message today because it's a favorite topic of mine or anything like that, and it's not because I can't think of anything else to talk about. So it's because I've never had this strong of sense of change coming as I do right now. All right, so not only has the Lord not released me from this message, but it's stronger than ever. And remember, as far as not having another subject to talk about, remember, I've told you that there won't be a podcast episode if I haven't heard from the Lord what I'm supposed to talk about that week. I mean, I just won't bring you anything at all. I'm not going to give you my best guess or what I think the Lord might want me to talk about. It's just not how I do it. So if I go dark sometime and you don't hear from me some week and there's no episode or hasn't been for a while, that could be it for sure. Now, sometimes our schedules get busy or something unexpected comes up. But in any case, if you're enjoying these episodes, you can pray for me that I have content for you. I mean, I have good intercessors, I do, but you cannot have too many people praying for you. So especially, as I said, if you enjoy these episodes. And lately, I have to be honest, there has been some major pushback in our lives. And I had actually asked my husband yesterday, do you suppose it's because of this message of how we're trying to prepare the body of Christ to hear the Lord say we need to practically prepare for coming change and for the harvest? I mean, you can wonder sometimes. You don't really know. And I'm not one of those that is always thinking about, oh, well, we're under attack. We've got extra resistance. You know, I'm speaking about from the enemy, from, you know, the demonic or whatever. I mean, we're not new to this, for one thing. I started writing articles for Generals International and Cindy Jacobs, her and Mike are the co-founders of that, in about 2012. And so I've been doing this for a while, you know, and of course other things in ministry as well. And not only that, I'll just pass this on. This is something I do regularly to just remind myself if I feel like there's demonic pressure. I just refocus on the Lord, because the enemy's always going to do something, right? But God always has a better plan, and quite often he has the upper hand, like Satan is playing into his hand. You know what I'm saying? So that's just a tip for you and something I do. I focus on God, not the devil. So that's, you know, enough I'm going to say about that. But again, I'm not going anywhere. Like, I'm just going to be here doing my ministry thing, but prayer always helps. So just thought I'd let you know that. So I'm going to be direct with you today, as if it's just you and me talking, because that's how I like to think about it. Like we're having coffee, like you're one of my good friends, and you've asked me to share what's on my heart today and what the Lord has been talking to me about, because that's what I'm going to bring you every week, is what the Lord is talking to me about, okay? So this is it, because this is it. This is what I hear the Lord saying. You need to prepare. And that includes me, of course. But that's what I would tell you as you sit across from me for coffee. I would say you need to prepare. So I want to share several specific things I'm hearing just in the last day or so. All right, it's really been a time for me of download where I'm hearing fresh new things, even though it's part two of this same episode title. The first thing is I heard the Lord say we're entering a new season. The second thing is, I've heard him say we've entered a transition period. And third, I heard him say, "The winds of change are blowing." Now, here in Montana, it's spring, technically. But let me tell you, our weather is just all over the place. March is just kind of, what would you say, like an unruly child. You never know what's coming next. So we took a couple hours off recently, about day before yesterday, I think. And in the afternoon, we hadn't had a day off in a while, but at that point in my schedule, I just had room for an afternoon. So we picked the warmest day, supposed to be almost 60, partly sunny. Well, it didn't really work out that way. Not only was it not sunny, the temperatures were not that great. There were winds. It was very windy, and of course the wind chill can really affect the temperature. And there was supposed to be 60 mile an hour wind gusts that night. Well, you know, laying in bed that night, it was last night actually, there was a particular gust of wind that hit, you know, kind of shook the house. And I heard the Lord say, "Winds of change." That's actually the context of when I heard that. So pretty cool. A lot of times he'll give you the illustration, right? But also I will say that sometimes things in the natural, the weather and things that you see, they are God talking to you, okay? He speaks through them. So the wind must have understood that God was saying, "All right, it's a wind of change season, blow." You know what I'm saying? So anyway, I'm going to share a dream too. Well, it's not the kind of dream where you go, first this happened, and then this happened, and then finally this happened. It was more a scenario in the dream, and there was this thought that came from it. So I'm going to think about my dad in this case, because that's kind of what the example was. My dad, who I had told you I'd shared with you recently, that he passed away at 90 years old not too long ago. He's in heaven. Thank you, Lord. So it was kind of like my dad in that this person had been married multiple times. My dad was widowed twice, married three times. So in the dream, everything is going along for this person just the same, the same, the same, the same. The same wife, the same house, the same life. Everything seeming like it was going to stay the same until it doesn't, until it didn't. All of a sudden in this dream, this man, it was like, there was an impression that he was like my dad. All of a sudden, he has a new wife, a new house, a new car, a new life. Everything changed. And when I woke up from that, I understood that it was reinforcing what the Lord was saying to me, is that sometimes, I don't know why, it's just human nature, we get into this zone, we're thinking, well, things have always been the same. They're never going to change. And we just don't get outside of our boxes to think that, you know, it could change. So that's what I'm talking about now, is we have to pay attention if we think the Lord is giving us these kinds of direction, right? And with the current administration and the current political situation in our world, I mean, things are changing daily, right? I mean, you can barely listen to the news anymore with just some new shocking thing that's happening. So you don't need me to tell you that changes could be coming, all right? So even our natural minds in the world, as we see things happening around us, you know, I think God is just giving us the extra heads up, to be honest. I think even natural circumstances could be telling us we need to prepare. So I want to give you some scripture to kind of back this up, because we always want to ground ourselves in scripture. And what could the Lord be saying through scripture to us? It's very important. And I also want to make a reference, bring a reference to you from the ACPE Word for the Year for 2021. If you're not aware, the ACPE is the Apostolic Council of Prophetic Elders, of whom Cindy Jacobs is the the chairperson or something. I'm not quite sure of her title, but she kind of leads it anyway. And they put a word out every year, and it's a group of prophets who come together and bring a collective word. And I will link this at the end in the CPN show notes if you want to find it. But the quote from it that I want to say is under a section called A Bumpy Road. The quote is, "The prophets called for emergency preparedness. All may not be needed, but crisis preparation as far as food, water, and supplies is dictated by wisdom," end quote. So that's pretty interesting. It was in the Word for 2021, which came out in January, okay? And I like to have confirmation. And I hadn't realized this till yesterday. It just kind of dropped in my head. I'm like, wow, okay, I need to go look for this, right? So the scriptural precedent that I want to give you is the story of Joseph in Egypt, and you're probably quite familiar with this. He spoke a warning through, meaning the Lord. The Lord spoke a warning for his people through Pharaoh, and Joseph was the one he used to have them be prepared and be ready so that God's own people could be assisted. All right, so in Psalm 105, 16 to 21, I want to read you this passage. Moreover, he, God, called for a famine in the land. He destroyed all the provision of bread. He sent a man before them, Joseph, who was sold as a slave. They hurt his feet with fetters. He was laid in irons. Until the time came that his word came to pass, the word of the Lord tested him. Now that's an interesting verse right there, and we might come back to that someday. Your prophetic word will test you. Interesting? The king sent and released him. The ruler of the people let him go free. He made him lord over his house and ruler of all his possessions, to bind his princes at his pleasure and teach his elders wisdom. All right, yeah, so this is probably a familiar story. You can pick up the story of Joseph as a slave in Genesis 39. By chapter 41, the story has progressed, and Pharaoh has the dreams of 7 fat cows and 7 skinny cows, of 7 heads of grain on one stalk that were all plump and all good, and 7 heads that were blighted and thin, and then the 7 thin heads devoured up the plump heads. You remember? So Pharaoh hears of Joseph, calls him to interpret the dreams, and Pharaoh learns from Joseph that the dreams that God gave him meant one thing, that God was showing what he was going to do. There were going to be 7 years of plenty, and 7 years of famine would rise up after. And so, of course, what happened? Pharaoh put Joseph in charge and had him gather up all this food and all these supplies for the good years so that they would be prepared and not caught short in the bad years. And you also know this part about the story. Joseph is positioned then to be able to help his brothers. This is touching. I mean, it almost chokes me up. God thought ahead and went to all this trouble to speak a dream, not even in this case to a believer, but to Pharaoh. To Pharaoh, so that his people could be cared for. Like, I've been telling you, and you can go back and listen to this, he's not going to leave us. We are at the top of the food chain. If we are blessed and obedient to God, he's not going to leave us with no chance to prepare, okay? That's very important to understand. He will tell us enough, even if we don't know everything that's coming, and I don't think we will. I think sometimes we probably don't need to know every detail. It would just keep us awake at night, right? But we can know enough to prepare ahead and to plan. And if I'm hearing from the Lord that I need to prepare and that I need to tell you to prepare, then I have a responsibility to make sure that I convey that message. I don't get to pick my message. And that's just the way I want it. I don't want to pick. I pray so often to the Lord, share with me what's on your heart. I want to know the content I'm supposed to bring, because that's where the life is. That's where the prophetic heartbeat of the Lord is. That's why I live for that, literally. I often say that to my husband when I'm getting something that I understand. It's like just alive. It has the heartbeat, the fingerprint of the Lord on it. That's what I want to bring you. So as for my husband and I, after I told him the things that I'm telling you that I'd been hearing, we together prayed and asked the Lord if more preparation is necessary than what we've already done and are doing. And I already shared with you last week what we are doing. But I'll tell you what, I think we're going to need every last measure of space, I think, for what we plan to have on hand. And if we don't need it all, you know, no worries. It's better to be prepared than to wait until it's too late. I think that's what I can want to convey to you almost more than anything today. Even if you don't need it all, don't wait until it's too late, okay? Now remember, I told you last episode that the Lord had spoken to me about new ways, new measures. A new measure can be a step. that we as the body of Christ need to take. So it's so important for you to ask Him to show you what steps you should take, because you might not be able to do what we're doing. You might live in a city, you might not have the room, and maybe you don't have the funds. So that's something else I want to kind of mention right now, is that, you know, if you don't have the funds, you need to begin saving. All right, that's something that's part of planning. We save supplies, but we save money as well. Okay, so something to think about. Remember, there's a lot of stimulus money out there, all that kind of thing. Be thinking about whether you could do something with that to prepare. All right, let me pray with you as you close. Father, I pray in the precious name of Jesus that you would show those who are listening at least one new measure, one new step that they can take to prepare. Thank you, Lord, that if they don't have the extra funds, they can pray to you and you will begin to direct them to ways that they can either create new funds or ways that they can save from money they could be not spending on something else. Show them, Father, how that they can be saving up money to buy extra supplies of their own, like food or water or any other thing that you want them to be doing. Thank you, God, that you care about us, that you are blessing us. You want to protect us. You want to provide for us, and not just our own welfare, but for the welfare of others. You want us to be able to help like Joseph helped people in time of need. Maybe, Father, you raised us up so that we could be prepared and that we could be those ones who help others in need. Thank you so much, Father, for the harvest of souls that is coming. Thank you that in your great wisdom and your great understanding, you realize that we cannot properly steward this harvest that is coming if we are caught off guard and are not practically prepared. Thank you, Lord, for granting us peace. You are the God of peace. We do not need to worry. Give us every bit of comfort and just the complete peace of knowing that you have our backs, I pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. All right, everyone. Thanks for listening. Love you. Bless you. I'll talk to you next time. Thank you for listening to Preparing the Way, the Practical Prophetic. If you've enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe, rate, and review the show on iTunes, cpnshows.com, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Your positive review helps the show reach more people with our message. And please visit our website at www.starfireministries.org, where you can donate, read our latest articles, and keep up to date with us on all of our social media sites. Thanks again, and I'll see you next time.